Welcome to the Sandler Training Hour. We've been going through a series of little episodes where we're listening to some of the Sandler rules, both old and new, and sort of dissecting what they mean. So, Jim, what's our rule today?
No one can enter your castle without your permission.
And this rule seems to have a lot of metaphor happening in it because you can read it a lot of different ways. So, as a
It's medieval by nature.
Yeah. So if you think about this rule, especially related to the castle as the seat of authority in your head, I think one of the powerful things that most salespeople can sometimes lose track of is that when they get emotionally triggered, it's not something that happens to them, it's something that they're letting happen.
Yeah. No, that sums it up in a nutshell right there. You hear people say, "Oh, that makes me so mad." Well, no, you made you mad. You chose to get mad as a result of that action. And this concept of you are the castle, the thing I like about the medieval metaphor is that, a castle has a drawbridge. And, in my mind's eye, the drawbridge is this huge, massive gate that levers and chains to let down. I mean, there is a willfulness in who you let in and a willfulness in who you do not allow in. And I think that is really so important and often something we don't even take into account. The choice that we have in who we give space and time in our mind. I've heard a modern way of saying it is somebody renting space in your mind and not making payments.
I think people say I'm living rent-free in your head.
Right.
Yeah, and I think there's something to that. The funny thing that I was thinking about related to that idea of living rent-free and being triggered is that it's funny how the people that we allow to be closest to us can often be the ones who continuously incite emotional reactions because we have higher expectations or maybe lower expectations. It's hard to say. But oftentimes, and if you just think about the rule, like you said, you've got this drawbridge that protects you, but if you don't use a wall, you're not protected. When we spend time talking about what is a wall, we talk about how you should have an emotional firewall that separates your identity from your role so that you're clear when you're in a moment of being triggered, whether or not it's a conversation about who you are or is it a conversation about what you do. And 90% of human experience is conversations about what you do that we then sometimes let impact who we are.
Yeah, what is that they say? In the absence of facts, we make up our own reality. So if I don't know, I'm going to build a narrative around my suppositions, and my suppositions become my reality. It's that old story that I think Zig Ziglar, one of those old-time sales guys, used to tell about the guy who is out in the country and he gets a flat tire. It's illustrating the fear of rejection sales. He gets a flat tire in the middle of the night and he sees a light across a field, and so he starts walking towards it, and he gets closer and closer to the farmhouse, and he's imagining himself, what's the farmer going to think? I'm coming up in the dark. There's nobody on this road. There's been nobody passing me. He's probably got a gun. He's probably going to shoot me. And by the time this person gets to the house, the guy opens the second floor window and says, "Who are you and what are you doing?" And the guy was going to go borrow a flashlight, and he shouts up at him, "Just keep your old flashlight. I don't need it," and storms away. It's like, instead of asking for help, he got his fictitious reality became the governing reaction, and so needless. And this happens in sales all the time. Most people, here's the part this baffles me. Most of our prospects, when I ask them the question, "Where's most of your business come from?" they say, "Oh, past clients or referrals." Great, tell me the system that you use to get people to give you referrals. "Oh, we just do really good work." No, how do you get them to make the call, though? In addition to doing really good work, what do you go through to get, what's your system Well, we really don't have anything. And they don't ask for introductions or referrals because they have the fear of it. And only 20% of the people give referrals naturally. 60% will if they knew you needed help. You could grow that number astronomically if you could give yourself permission to separate your identity from your role. Asking for referrals is not letting someone into my castle. It's not allowing somebody to live rent-free in my mind. It's a role I fill. I don't have to like it. I just have to do it. And recognize that most people want to help other people. And if I can shift that mindset, then I can perform my role without impunity.
And the whole shifting of the mindset is such an important thing to talk about because so often everything happens by default. That when, like, even you're talking to these people and you're asking them what is their process for harvesting referrals, like, that becomes an uncomfortable answer because they don't see referrals that way. They see them as compliments.
Oh,
And,
yeah, that's a good point.
you know, yeah, they are compliments. They definitely say that you do good work, and maybe people feel like they shouldn't ask for compliments, but if you don't ever do that, I mean, think about how people suggest you work on your resume. You get re references to showcase the quality of work or the quality of things that you do. I think that it's the same concept. And so when people are worried about like crossing a imaginary line, we have to confront the reality that the line doesn't exist. Maybe someone says, oh, I've never had someone had the audacity to ask me for a referral. That's inappropriate. But chances are, if someone says that, they'd probably be a bad referral source anyways. So it's not like you're dodging a bullet, but for sure, it's just a simple way to try and get better results as you go about your business life.
Yeah, you use that terminology of a firewall, and I think that's probably a more up-to-date rather than medieval illustration is if you think about what a firewall does for a computer, it protects it from viruses. Our brains are just, well, I'll say it personally. My brain is a magnet for viruses. I create my own virus. Somebody can say something that I misinterpret. I can get an askant look that can be misinterpreted. And any of those actions can have the net impact of making you doubt yourself. And it's that self-doubt that starts to undermine everything that happens. And it's like one of our rules is the next phone call has no, or the last phone call has no influence on the next phone call. And if you're dialing for a dollars and you get rejected, you got to have short-term memory and just get over it. So they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting a fictitious interrupter that they didn't want to engage with. And okay. If you open your drawbridge and let them enter your castle, you'll feel bad about that call. You'll not make another call for the rest of the day, and you'll adjust your whole approach to business development to avoid doing the difficult things.
And when you do that, you forget what your role is. And so it becomes really cyclical because if your role impacts your identity, then you start underperforming your role. And then your identity gets confused with the question of, like, well, like, what am I doing? And all of us have at one point or another been in that moment where you're sitting somewhere and thinking, what am I doing? And there's nothing good about that. And when it's caused by someone else's response to what you've done, that's where you need that firewall protection. Because if it's just something that you say to yourself, well, you can work on that. There are strategies to better your mindset. But if it's something that's happening based on other people's feedback about you or in response to what other people are saying about you, then that's a bigger problem. And so that's our show for today. Remember,
No one can enter your castle without your permission.
and make sure that you're owning up your updating your firewall. Have
Have
a good week.